Retirement, what a great time to be alive. For many people, it's the reward of a lifetime of dedication and hard work. It's an exciting season full of possibilities, but also has its challenges. Knowing how to prepare financially and handle the complexities of retirement income can be a tricky road to navigate. This is Your Line to Retirement with your host, Kevin Alexander.
Hello, it's Kevin Alexander at the Your Line to Retirement podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And this is going to be a place at Your Line to Retirement that you can come get some simple, easy to understand information about your finances, especially as you go into your retirement years or may already be in your retirement years. The way you and I can make the best decisions about anything in life is to have the best information possible. And that's what I'm going to try to do here at Your Line to Retirement. I'm going to give you a couple places of reference you can go to so you can learn more even after this podcast is over. You can visit my website, yourlinetoretirement.com. yourlinetoretirement.com. You can always like us on Facebook at Your Line to Retirement, or you can give me a call at 540-381-4033. 540-381-4033. Your Line to Retirement, Kevin Alexander. I've been helping people with their money since 1998. I haven't been selling people financial products since 1998. I haven't been forcing people to do my ideas since 1998. I haven't been telling people it's my way or the highway since 1998. I've been helping people. I'm a basketball coach at heart. I'm a preacher at heart. And one of the things I try to tell people when we meet about their finances is my job is to kind of coach you along, give you the pros and cons of everything, and you decide what's best for your information, what's best for your situation, what's best for your family. You live with yourself every day of your life. You live with your spouse. You live with your kids. You live with your situation. Kevin Alexander does not. It's not my job to make all your decisions for you in life, but it is my job to coach you along, give you all the information possible, help you know all the pros and cons. Then you and your family can decide what fits best for you. I just can't stress enough that my job is not to sell you something. If you go talk to a financial advisor and all they want to do is sell you a product, all they want to do is force you to fill out the paperwork at that time and at that day, and all they want to do is tell you how great their company is, then you may want to pack up the bag and head out of that appointment as fast as you possibly can. Part of being a financial advisor and just part of being a human being and everything is to care about people. And that's what I try to do. I try to care about the people I work with on a level much higher than just their money. There's a lot of financial advisors out there. There's a lot of financial planners out there. So how do you know who to choose? How do you know who to let handle your money as you go into retirement? You've worked 30 and 40 years for your money. How do I pick a person or a small group of people to help me handle my money that I've worked my entire life for? I think you'll know. Nobody knows your situation better than you do. And if you meet with somebody and you do not have a good feel about it, just politely tell them that's not going to be a good fit. I oftentimes ask new people that come into my office, when they say, yes, I would like to go with these ideas that we've talked about, I want to put my money in this IRA. I want to put my money in that IRA. I want to put my money in this investment. Oftentimes we'll look at them and say, are you 100% sure this is what you want to do? And if they're like, well, I'm about 90% sure, then Kevin won't do it. Kev won't do it if they say they're 90% sure. You've got to know that you know that you trust that financial advisor, that you are comfortable with where your money's going into. And don't ever forget, when you meet with people, you've worked 30 and 40 years for this money. If you're starting to save now, or you're still in the middle age of your life, you're going to work every day for this money. You and your family knows what's best for your situation. I often tell people when they're in my office, it's your money, it's not my money. So you make the decisions. But one thing I would recommend all of us to do, and I got to do this even with my money and my family's money, is anytime we make emotional decisions, most of the time we get it wrong. I think of being a dad of a bunch of kids. And, you know, if you've ever been a parent and you've had children, multiple children, and I got multiple children. And sometimes the situation can test your patience. Sometimes you can have a bad day at work. Sometimes you can get some bad news. Sometimes you can just be tired. And they may not intend anything by, they may have good intentions, but sometimes kiddos can I just say, get on your nerves every now and then? And that don't mean you don't love them. I love my kids. I would die for my kids. I would do anything I could to help my kids. But sometimes you just need to go in the closet and unwind for about 30 seconds before you come back out. Because when I don't do that, and I lose my cool, I lose my patience, I make bad decisions, and I do things and say things to my kids that I probably will regret down the road. Instead of trying to teach them, I try to scold them. And I need to teach them. I need to help them better understand why another decision would have been better in certain situations. And money's the same way. You cannot get emotional with your money. When we get emotional with anything, most of the time we make bad choices. We want to make good, solid choices based on the best information we can possibly get from the most trustworthy people we can possibly get. And a lot of times you say, well, who do I know who to trust? That's where referrals come in. That's where friends come in. If you trust one of your friends or one of your family members, maybe go ask them who they deal with when it comes to anything. When it comes to money, when it comes to a doctor, when it comes to a dentist, when it comes to fixing your car, when it comes to a restaurant, when it comes to a vacation spot, ask somebody you can trust and get a good referral. And then you go meet with that person. You go meet with that doctor. You go meet with that financial advisor. And if you feel good about it and you trust them, then maybe you should move forward. But one of the best ways to make good decisions is to keep your decisions non-emotional. And that's easier said than done. I know that. It's easier to preach than to do it. I know that. But if you feel like you're being pressured into something, or you feel like you're about to go down a road you don't feel comfortable going down, just step back. Sometimes doing nothing is the best thing to do. I do that a lot of times with widows. As you listen to Kevin Alexander, Your Line to Retirement, yourlinetoretirement.com. Like us on our Facebook page at Your Line to Retirement. One of the things I often do with my widow clients is when they lose their husband is we get the money that was in the husband's name, and we get it in the wife's name, and it's now her account. As I look at them and I say, we're not going to do nothing just for a few days here, for a couple of weeks here. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to let the money sit there and let everything calm down a little bit. Because there's a lot of emotions when you lose a loved one, when you lose a spouse. There's a lot of emotions going on, and somebody can talk you into the wrong decision really quick. We got to make financial decisions based on information, trustworthy people, and not emotions. One way we can do that, and one way I do that at Your Line to Retirement, is we only put people's money in the stock market who are comfortable with a certain amount of money there. I have many, many, many dozens and dozens and hundreds of clients who don't have one dime in the stock market. They're not comfortable with it. The market's going to go up and down. People ask me all the time, what do you think about the market, Kevin? I say, it's going to go up and down. Oh yeah, I know a second thing about the market. I don't know when it's going to do either one. Now, how much peace and comfort and peace of mind does that give you as a client? Hey, that's just being honest with you. I know two things about the market. One, it's going to go up and down all the time. And two, I have no idea when it's going to do either one. But see, here's what you got to understand. The market can be up for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight years, but there's always going to be something happen. There's always going to be a Great Depression. There's always going to be a World War I, a World War II, a Korean War, a Vietnam War. There's always going to be a fight with Russia and a fight with China over trade. There's always going to be economic downturns. There's always going to be a 9/11. There's always going to be a mortgage crisis. And today, right now, what we're dealing with is the coronavirus. There's always going to be, people say, what's it going to be? I don't know what it's going to be. I'm not God. I don't know what the future holds. But I'm just telling you, there's always going to be something to make the markets go up and down. So what you got to do is you got to make sure you don't have all your money in the stock market unless you just want to ride one heck of a roller coaster all through your retirement years. But when it gets to your retirement years and you get close to retiring or you've already retired, you better put the amount of money in the stock market that you are comfortable with seeing the values go up and down. I deal a lot with safe money, which builds a foundation. I tell people all the time, when you go to build a house, so do they put the roof on first or do they put the footers in first? They put the footers in first because that builds a foundation. So when the wind blows at 50, 60, 70, 100 miles an hour, your house don't blow down. The foundation holds it together. What's on the inside, not what's on the outside, what's on the inside is what holds your house together. And that's why we do a lot with safe money in my business and what I do for people and what I've done for people since 1998, because I know the stock markets are going up and down. And I'm telling you what, we can preach it all we want to preach it, but when the stock markets go up and down, people start to get emotional. Then they start making emotional decisions and then they just shoot themselves in both foot instead of one foot, and it ends up being worse before it gets any better. You cannot make emotional decisions when it comes to your money. And that's why a lot of people deal with us here at Your Line to Retirement. We have hundreds and hundreds of clients since 1998. Because when you come into my office, one of the things I will promise you, and I don't make many promises, because when you make a promise, you better be able to keep it. One of the things I do promise people is I will not sell you anything. I will not sell you anything. If at any time somebody's not comfortable with me or what we're talking about, what I tell them is, let's just end the meeting. We can still be friends. We don't have to dislike each other. But let's just end the meeting because it's not a good fit. But we have found a ton of people over the years that we're good fits for. Over 90% of my business comes from existing clients and referrals. It's almost like an extended family, to be honest with you. And one of the reasons it's been that good over the years is we've helped take the emotion out of money for people as they approach their senior years, approach their retirement years, or have already retired. We take the emotion out of it. And when you take the emotion out of your decision making, when it comes to your money, you tend to make better decisions. You tend to make more sound decisions. You tend to make more fundamental decisions that make sense and are good for your situation. Take the emotions out of your decision making when it comes to your finances. I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Your Line to Retirement podcast. And I hope you join us in the future. Share this with your friends and family. And know that since 1998, Kevin Alexander and those of us at Your Line to Retirement have been helping people make decisions about their money. Common sense decisions that make sense for your situation. And we take the emotions out of it. Sounds kind of funny not to get emotional, but that's how you have to be with your money. Thank you for listening to Your Line to Retirement. We look forward to talking to you again on future podcasts. God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Your Line to Retirement. For more information, call Kevin at 540-381-4033 or visit yourlinetoretirement.com. Licensed insurance professional, respond and learn how financial products, including life insurance and annuities, can be used in various planning strategies for retirement. Kevin Alexander or anyone associated with Your Line to Retirement does not give any legal or tax advice. Managed money accounts and investments are offered solely through Alexander Advisory Services, LLC.